is Civic Media, bringing you news, talk, and community-minded conversations all across Wisconsin. You can find us at civicmedia.us and download the app for free today. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco, Sports Director for Civic Media. Right now, we're airing a Packers, Badgers, Brewers, or Bucks game over the air, but due to our rights agreements, we're not able to stream those games here. Civic Media might be a newer company, but we are dedicated to providing the best in sports coverage. Our team has decades of experience covering sports right here in Wisconsin. We've got Mike Clemens, who covers our state's biggest teams on location and does daily updates on all of our Civic Media stations statewide. Many of our stations have local reporters dedicated to teams in their area, covering their community dozens or even hundreds of times each year. No matter where you're at in Wisconsin, we are committed to covering sports, especially in the communities that our stations serve. And we put all of our local coverage right here on our stream, so you can go ahead and grab the free Civic Media app so you never miss a game at civicmedia.us/app. You can find the game you're looking for over the air, or you can stay tuned right here on the stream for more news, talk, and conversation. Thank you for listening to Civic Media from all of us here on the sports team.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Have you ever heard of a marten? Not Martin the person, but Martin the animal. It's Wisconsin's only state endangered mammal. And now there are new efforts to protect its population. Here's Judith Ruiz Branch.
The Federal Department of the Interior has awarded the Great Lakes Indian Fish and Wildlife Commission more than $800,000 for recovery efforts for American martens. Jonathan Pauly is a professor of forest and wildlife ecology at UW-Madison. He says silvicultural practices and logging within local national forests altered martens' preferred habitats.
This work is really trying to understand how do we manage habitat in a meaningful way on these working landscapes to increase marten habitat and connectivity of these different subpopulations to ensure martens are here for the foreseeable future.
Pauly says the grant money will bring together a diverse group of folks from the federal, state, tribal, and academic levels over 4 years. They'll create a forest management proposal with recommended habitat improvements for marten recovery in Wisconsin. Pauly says martens play important cultural, economic, and ecological roles, including the ability, as predators, to keep rodent populations at bay and are culturally significant to the Ojibwe or Chippewa people.
They actually live and hunt underneath that snowpack, that they can slink in and out from underneath the snow, where they can hunt all the mice that are living underneath the snow and then pop up out of the snowbank. And they have big feet like snowshoe hares almost, where they can surf on top of the snow.
For Wisconsin News Connection, I'm Judith Ruiz Branch. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
The Packers dominate the Saints. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers beat the Saints 34-0. Head coach Matt LaFleur.
It's hard to shut out an opponent in this league, and from what I was told, it was the first one this season, so I was really proud of our defense.
Running back Josh Jacobs with a total of over 100 yards of offense and a touchdown.
I tell people all the time I feel like I'm the heartbeat of the team, in the sense of I get everybody energized, I get everybody with the right type of mentality that I feel like we need to have to play in the game.
With the win, the Packers have clinched a spot in the playoffs. NBA, some of the Bucks players not happy. They won't be playing on Christmas Day, feeling snubbed by the NBA. Last night, the Bucks beat the Bulls 112-91. Chris Middleton with 21 points.
Chris, I thought maybe his best game of the year. Early in the year, we wouldn't have won either game. Now we're not only winning games, we're winning them, you know, with a cushion. I thought defensively, it was maybe one of our best defensive efforts.
That's Bucks head coach Doc Rivers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
This Civic Media station is currently broadcasting the Packers, Badgers, Brewers, or Bucks over the air. Due to streaming restrictions, we can't provide you the broadcast here. You can find an affiliated station at civicmedia.us to find the game over the air. We'll also have updates on the game and the biggest sports news from Mike Clemens daily on Civic Media stations all across Wisconsin.
The Dom Salvia Show.
How about this one? Harvey Kay, a Delano Democrat.
The problem with that is that was his mother's family name. You might not realize that he had a father, too.
Come on, man.
Subscribe to my arguments and you can call a Dom Democrat.
All right, I'll take a Dom Democrat. But Franklin Delano Roosevelt, a big favorite here on this show.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Looking for the game? Find us over the air for sports coverage on Civic Media stations.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire. Jack Frost nipping at your nose. Yuletide carols being sung by a choir. And folks dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody knows a turkey and
all right, welcome back to a special edition of the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. You can text us at that same number. You know, I'm having a discussion about Democrats willing to change everything that they stand for because they lost an election, 49.9% to 48.3%. As if those of us who voted Democrat want to see Democrats, if they think they've got problems now, if they change to the philosophy of the Republicans, they're really going to have some issues because people like me are going to join the rest of those 48% of Americans who don't vote because I'm never voting Republican. Ever. Ever. I'll go to my grave never voting Republican. Because I've lived long enough to know what their policies are. And their policies have never been for the average person. Never. And so I could never see myself supporting that. But at the same time, if Democrats think that cowering instead of standing up and fighting is the way to go, and I see many nationally recognized Democrats now changing, you know, in the middle of the stream, I'm not going to be one of them. Let's go to Susan from Kenosha. Good morning to you, Susan. How are you?
Hi, I totally agree with you. I'm going to stand up for human rights. I'm 75 years old. I've worked hard all my life. I've never taken anything from anyone. But I also believe that people have a right to live the way they want to live. And I do feel that cowering in front of Republicans
bullies
in their wacky they're bullies and their wacky ideas, especially with transgenders. And I wrote this on Facebook. Republicans are the same as Nazis. The Nazis belittled the Jewish people, and we saw what happened to that. The Republicans are belittling the transgender, and this is what's happening.
Hey, but Susan, I just want to just. So this is not Republicans versus transgender. Diversity, equity, and inclusion includes everyone that's not white, that's not male, that's not a white male. And so they've reduced it to, you know, LGBTQ. And so everybody else gets thrown into that mix, and then everybody else is totally dismissed because diversity, equity, and inclusion includes all of us who are not white males. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Well, and I lived through redlining. I know what redlining is. I know what the sundown laws were. I remember the 60s. I'm not that far removed from those times. And what they're doing is they're making the United States the poor white, tragic white man who can't get anything.
Yes.
Well, that's not the truth of what it is. We want equality for everyone, not just a select few.
So, Susan, that's...
And I'm never going to vote Republican. No, I won't ever, because I don't like them. I do not believe in what they stand for, and they can whine all they want. DJ and Gary and that other gentleman this morning, I listened to you, and you talk stupid. This country is great because of everything that the combined peoples, all peoples, have done to make it a better place.
Hey, Susan, thank you very much. Merry Christmas to you. Let's go to Dave from Mequon. Good morning.
Good morning, Earl, and Merry Early Christmas to you.
Likewise.
Really quickly, so Calvin has been at the radio station for a couple of years now. You are the only African American person at that radio station, correct, Earl?
You mean as far as on the air?
Host, yes.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. So by your definition, there should be other additional people of the same color of your skin. Should Calvin, I'm sure Calvin, the question is for Calvin. Calvin, do you think you were hired for the position because you were a white guy or because you were actually capable of working the radio station?
Hey, David, before you go into this ridiculous, conversation, facts are facts. And diversity, equity, and inclusion and affirmative action was brought into reality because of injustice. Okay, you can't throw that out the window. And then now all of a sudden say, well, you know, what are they supposed to do, hire more black people? Listen, man, all people are ever asking is for this nation to stand up to what it says it is, to live up to its creed. Okay, it hasn't done that. It hasn't done it to this day. And so I don't want to hear about democracy and any of those things as long as it doesn't live up to its creed. And so we have a right, those of us who see the injustice and the injustice has been visited upon, to challenge it. And so there were processes in place to attempt to challenge what this nation has done. And it's not equal yet.
Okay, Earl, First, okay, so we're going to have a response with that. You're talking about past injustices, and I don't disagree with you. But if you're basing on today, if you look at all the sports.
Listen, man. I don't care about sports. Sports is not real life. Okay? There's inequality in the job market. And so how do you fix that? Inequality in the job market winds up creating inequality in a society where some Americans struggle to even just make it. And a lot of times it's predicated on the color of their skin or their nationality. The very things this nation says it was going to be different than other nations.
Again, you're focusing on color, religion, and all that stuff. It needs to be based on merit.
No, hey, David, it wasn't based on merit for centuries. You can't dismiss that. That's facts. And so now to all of a sudden say, well, it should be based on merit. Why wasn't it based on merit 300 years ago, David? Or 200 years ago, or 100 years ago, or in some instances, yesterday.
Because America has changed.
It's changed.
It's not a slave nation anymore.
What are you talking about, man? We're not talking about it being a slave nation where people own other people. We're talking about it impacting the lives of average American citizens, not giving them equal opportunity to prosper in a nation that claims it's equal and equitable.
Anybody has the opportunity, given their ability of being able to do whatever.
Hey, David, that's what you say, okay? So just because you say it, there are statistics that will prove you 100% wrong. You are 100% wrong. And I don't care how many times you want to reframe that message, you are 100% wrong. The nation is still not fair and just and equal. And it never will be. As long as there are people like you who want to disavow the fact that racism and discrimination is still alive and well in this nation.
Well, that is why the Asian end of things end up suing the elite universities, because the Asians were being excluded because they were outperforming, but they were not included into the colleges over there. And it was based on the fact that it was DEI. That's the whole reason why.
Hey, David. I'm sorry, man. You can't see it. You're blind. And you'll never see it until you walk in somebody else's shoes. 855-752-4842. You're tuned into a very special edition of the Earl Ingram Show. We'll come to you. I promise you. Hang on.
From kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, Happy
Listen to sports coverage from Mike Clemens on Civic Media stations all across Wisconsin.
Mino and the Mayor.
You ever really want to get back at me?
Well, you're claustrophobic. That would really...
Oh, God.
Oh, that would be tough for you.
Oh, the worst.
Wow. You would talk like that.
Get this. Absolutely.
Put him in a drum and throw him in the water. He's claustrophobic and he can't swim.
Yeah.
I think we could get anything we wanted out of you.
Anything.
All right, Todd, mental note.
Mino and the Mayor, weekday morning 6 till 9 on 97.9 WGBW and 98.3 WISS and on the Civic Media app.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster?
Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
The John and Gordy Show.
They drank coffee all day and into the night. Well, coffee and cigarettes. Yeah. You know, the Winstons were going and blue haze in the house.
That's what we did for fun. Before cell phones.
And he said, well, you know, you smoke, right?
I said, yeah. But that's what we did with our hands at the time.
Now we just hold phones.
Yeah.
Weekday mornings 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Covering the games and biggest sports news, listen daily to Mike Clemens on Civic Media.
This time of year, I'd like to remember the gifts of cheer to put under the tree, sharing the things that make a December. Here is my list for you, just from me. All I want for Christmas, friends that sparkle and snow that's light on the ground.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. I said it's going to be a robust discussion, and you guys are doing a great job of it. Let's go to Mike from Kenosha. Hey, good morning to you, Mike. Merry Christmas to you. You say what?
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you. Merry Christmas to you and the gang at the station. We absolutely celebrate today and rejoice, and I want to share that with you and everybody.
Do you agree that Democrats should be changing, Mike?
I think we all need to change, evolve, maybe would be a better word. But in general, no. I think systems need changing. I think truth to power needs to be put front and center. Fairness and equity, liberty and justice should be paramount. And what we've found is really since affirmative action was removed by the right wingers back in the 70s and into the early 80s, you know, affirmative action was under attack, Earl, when affirmative action legislation was the result of trying to do something equitable for those people where Jim Crow in prior history actually absolutely screwed them out of their land, their property, and their futures. Affirmative action was set up to be the remedy for all of the stolen real estate and fortunes that many of the minorities have, you know, been stolen, been picked on, if you will. You know, one fact that is just ringing around my head that I'm struggling with, and you guys have mentioned it a couple times this morning. You know, we're talking about these trans athletes. I looked it up the other day. Guess how many trans athletes there are across the country?
Probably less than 0.0001 million.
12.
No, that's what I mean.
12 people. 12. No kidding. And so when then you peel back the onion, they spent over $100 million in attack ads. $100 million on really blown the public's mind. And at the same time, causing the rift in the throw the arms up in the air by the American people, I'm not going to vote anymore. But that's why we had such a lower vote turnout, because we had so much BS shoved down our throats for months, the weeks, the days up to the election. That's all part of the plan. They didn't want 175 million people voting. And with the 150, with a low turnout, they win. That's always been the remedy. I want to talk about one other thing real quick, if you don't mind.
Go ahead.
Liberty and justice for all. At least to me, how we were born and raised and, you know, guided through life, it was a big deal. It was a beacon of light that we all were pursuing, because we all want liberty. We all want justice. And we all want to do the right thing. We've witnessed our elections being monetized against the will of the public. We've witnessed inaction of Congress in so many ways, whether it be gun legislation or other green energy proposals, things where 60, 70, 80% of the American public support wholeheartedly healthcare reform and access. And yet, we see every time that there's an attempt to gain public access to these services that are ours, there's a big pushback from the right. It's a war. There's no negotiation. It's just a war. So, you know, until we get our heads on straight, Earl, until we recognize that for hundreds of years there was inequity in many, many, many black.
Well, and you know what, Mike? Lives. That continues even to this day.
Yes, yes. Until we grow up and mature as a society, we're going to be chasing, you know, these distractions and these obstacles and divide and conquer strategies forever. We got to take control of our nation, and the only way that's going to happen is when millions of people stand up and say enough.
Hey, Mike, very well said as always, man. Merry Christmas to you and yours. 855-752-4842. We're going to continue this. You know, I've got so much more that I wanted to get to, but I'll try to get to some of those things on the other side. Hang tight. Coming right to you, 855-752-4842. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show.
Shopping, stuffed all my stockings, filled up my heart to the brim. Topping my list, oh, so much to do, is sharing my wish of joy just for you. All I want for Christmas are people smiling and love to go all around. And if I might insist, I'd like to make just one wish. May I, baby?
We're airing a game right now, but stay here on the stream for more Civic Media news, talk, and more.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Have you ever heard of a marten? Not Martin the person, but Martin the animal. It's Wisconsin's only state endangered mammal. And now there are new efforts to protect its population. Here's Judith Ruiz Branch.
The Federal Department of the Interior has awarded the Great Lakes Indian Fish and Wildlife Commission more than $800,000 for recovery efforts for American martens. Jonathan Pauly is a professor of forest and wildlife ecology at UW-Madison. He says silvicultural practices and logging within local national forests altered martens' preferred habitats.
This work is really trying to understand how do we manage habitat in a meaningful way on these working landscapes to increase marten habitat and connectivity of these different subpopulations to ensure martens are here for the foreseeable future.
Pauly says the grant money will bring together a diverse group of folks from the federal, state, tribal, and academic levels over 4 years. They'll create a forest management proposal with recommended habitat improvements for marten recovery in Wisconsin. Pauly says martens play important cultural, economic, and ecological roles, including the ability as predators to keep rodent populations at bay and are culturally significant to the Ojibwe or Chippewa people.
They actually live and hunt underneath that snowpack, that they can slink in and out from underneath the snow, where they can hunt all the mice that are living underneath the snow and then pop up out of the snowbank. And they have big feet like snowshoe hares almost, where they can surf on top of the snow.
For Wisconsin News Connection, I'm Judith Ruiz Branch. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. In trying to make Christmas sexy news, Kim Kardashian has put out a new music video. The reality TV personality released a video under her brother-in-law Travis Barker's label. She used a breathy version of her own rendition of Santa Baby, one of the worst Christmas songs ever, and put images of herself crawling through a party in a blonde wig and skin-colored jeggings. I'm not sure if she realizes it either, but her cleavage was totally showing. I'm sure she's going to give that editor an earful. In the video, there's a donkey, Mary and Joseph, people fighting, people raking money, and a bonfire while people play Twister. For what seems like an eternity, Kim crawls through the chaos with her own singing as a backdrop until she finally stops between Santa's legs and looks up to find it's really Macaulay Culkin. The only good thing about the video is that her singing mercifully stops along with the music about midway through, so it's just her crawling with weird images. It's just something you have to see for yourself, folks. You can check it out free on YouTube, but you'll still want your money back. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program?
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media is your spot for sports. From updates on your favorite teams, live broadcasts of the Packers, Badgers, Brewers, and Bucks, and local sports coverage in your community, we've got everything you need. Find a station near you at civicmedia.us or download the free app today. We'll have more news and talk coming up here on Civic Media's stream.
The John and Gordy Show.
The can of coffee that I had here for our coffee maker, I don't know what happened to it, but it tasted like cigarettes the first time I brewed the first time I brewed the coffee maker here. I don't know if I've gotten used to it or if the flavor has just gone away somehow.
Maybe people are putting their cigarette butts out in that can and you didn't know it.
Weekday mornings 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Thank you.
Christmas time is here. Happiness and cheer. Fun for all that children call their favorite time of year. Snowflakes in the air. Carols everywhere. Olden times and ancient rhymes of love and dreams to share.
All right, welcome back to a very special edition of the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us, as always, at 855-752-4842. We've been having this discussion, and I wanted to have it, and really what precipitated it was this article in the New York Times on November 24th, the Democrats are in trouble. This man can save them. And it's really about a book that was written by Mr. Rawls. And the name of the book is A Theory of Justice, published in 1971. And so at the root of it, the philosophy of Mr. Rawls, who died in 2002, is grounded not in self-interest and competition, but in reciprocity and cooperation. His most famous idea is a thought experiment. If you want to conceive of a fair society, put on a vial of ignorance. That is, consider a way to organize it if you didn't know your position, your race, religion, or economic status. It's an intuitive idea similar to the classic scenario of how you might cut a cake more fairly if you didn't know which slice you would end up getting. The idea resonates widely since it is, in effect, a political version of the golden rule. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. That in some form is found across cultural and religious traditions. Last thing, and then I'll go to the phone lines. Mr. Rawls argued that we should choose two guiding principles for how we design society's core political and economic institutions. Its basic structure. First, all citizens should be free to live according to their own beliefs and to participate in politics as genuine equals. Second, we should organize our economy to achieve equal opportunities and widely shared prosperity, tolerating inequalities only where they improve the life prospects of the least advantaged. Go back to the phone lines at Cassandra from Middleton. Good morning to you, Cassandra. You say what?
Oh, hi, Earl. Well, thank you for reading that passage from Mr. Rawls. I have not read his book. But what I would like to say to you is that the Democratic Party needs a new way to talk about race and also affirmative action. Perhaps affirmative action, that word, is just too tainted, and maybe some other word should be used to discuss equal opportunity.
So let me, before you go any further, as a 70-year-old black man, to say that that word bothers somebody and we need to change the word, I'm opposed to that. Because there's a reason why it was created in the first place, Cassandra. You know, and so if people feel bad about it, too bad. You're a professor. You know the history. And you know that a lot of that still exists today. So why should we pussyfoot around facts?
Earl, I am not opposed to using the word affirmative action, but if we're going to reach those people and, you know, people and try and persuade them.
Why should we have to, see, but Cassandra, why should we have to try to persuade somebody for what we know is true?
Earl, as you said earlier, blacks are only 5% of the population here in Wisconsin. And we need to have new talking points about affirmative action, which I truly, truly support. So the messaging has to be different. I'm not saying to toss any initiatives, but we have to find a way of
to convince people. Cassandra, we have to find what a more sanitized way to have conversations with people about injustice that continues to happen in the society.
A pragmatist at this age, sadly, yes. There are individuals in our society who are not like you and I, who are very insightful and reflective. That's just the way it is.
Well, you know, Cassandra, again, as a 70-year-old black man, I'm not willing to because of historical realities that have taken place, to soft pedal what is injustice. You know, I mean, Dr. King gave his life fighting for that injustice. It still exists. And so it may continue to exist. It doesn't mean we water it down, Cassandra.
Earl, I just want you to think about this. During the 1980s and 90s, there was an estate tax. Now, what do we refer to it as? A death tax. Why are you going to tax me after death, after I die? So the Republican Party was very effective in changing the language about taxes. And so what I'm just saying is we have to become more astute about how we present affirmative action. That's all I'm saying.
Well, so let me,
I supported
that. Let me say this, Cassandra. The Republican Party changed the definition of woke. You're a professor. You know definitions were there. They've been there. The people who created the definitions of words, brilliant people that have been there, those words have been there and the definitions. And so because Republicans were able to not change the definition, because if you go to the dictionary, the definitions are still the same, perceptive. Because they've lied and changed the word verbiage that a handful of people who support Republicans believe, doesn't mean the rest of us will throw the true definitions of words away.
Earl, you're right. But as I said before, we have a new electorate, many of them. Just think about this. 20% of our electorate over the next 10 years will be individuals who were born in another country. They do not have our institutional history.
And we
have to find a new way of talking.
Hey, Cassandra, thank you very much for the call. Merry Christmas to you and your family. Let's go to Brendan from New Jersey. Good morning to you, Brendan. You say what?
I say, you know, Cassandra is, you know, I don't know, it's could some kind of lib-splaining going on. I don't buy, and they're going to keep feeding this for the next 2 years until we hopefully take over the House and the Senate, but the whole messaging is just a load of BS.
I agree, man. I agree with
that. She made her message very clear about what she wanted to do. And Cassandra is the typical voter that's voting against her better interest for some silly, ridiculous reason. But here's the thing. We need to figure out, in an oligarchy, you aren't going to get squat, so you might as well be yelling at the wall behind you, Earl. But that's the direction we're headed in. And, you know, we need to form our communities. We need to stay together with each other and try to get through this somehow. But thanks for your vote, Cassandra. We really appreciate it. And You know, all this other malarkey she talks when she calls is just, I don't know how she's a professor, but she is. And I just, the students are getting, I just wonder what message the students are getting from her when they go to her class.
So Brendan, thank you very much for the call. So people are entitled to their own opinions, you know, and whether I support it or not, I clearly don't see things through the same prism as she does, but that's, you know, I feel that way about many. And they feel that way about me. That's what this is about, a free and open dialogue and conversation. But I also say this. At the root of all of this is the fact that a small, well, the majority of the people that voted, even as small as that percentage is, believe somehow that Democrats had forgotten about them. And that somehow Donald Trump and the Republicans were going to make it better. Come on, man. Come on. How can you possibly believe that a man with the wealth of Donald Trump and Elon Musk and Vivek Ramaswamy and all of the other billionaires that Donald Trump has put in place is going to care about you? Well, it was a protest vote. I voted because the Democrats didn't do what I thought they should do, so I voted for. So you voted for people who are going to make life even worse for you, for the Republicans who voted for Donald Trump. They just had this debate on the debt ceiling. Donald Trump and Elon Musk said, shut it down. We don't care if the farmers get what they needed. The farmers who voted for them. Shut it down. We don't care if those people whose lives were turned inside out and upside down by the hurricane get any of the support that they need during this time. Shut it down. These are the people that voted for them. The very Democrats who they are opposed to fought to make sure that they didn't shut it down so they could get what they needed. I don't know why you can't see that. Those of you who voted for them, it's a little bit of what you're going to get. And so what purpose did you accomplish by saying, I'm disappointed in the Democrats? So I'm going to make sure that the people who have done everything within their power to make it almost impossible for me as an average person to survive, I'm going to give them the power to tighten the screws on me even more. In essence, that's what has happened here. And then I'm told that I have to understand why you did that and why you felt that way. I'm sorry, I don't. As somebody who lives in a community that is full of poor black people who struggle even as much, if not more, than people in rural America, I don't understand that. 855-752-4842. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. Christmas time is here. We'll be drawing near. Oh, that we could always see such spirit through the year. Christmas time, Christmas time, Christmas time.
Download the free Civic Media app today at civicmedia.us.
The Maggie Dawn Show, Cindy from Appleton.
Time Magazine has made the convicted felon the man of the year this year. Shame on them.
Time Magazine base their person of the year on impact and, like, newsmaking. The CEO assassination is pretty much the only news cycle that isn't entirely focused on Donald Trump, and yet it still relates to him because he has no health care policy.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Albaugh Show.
UW Systems spends $51 million of our taxpayer money for consultants. 3 times the budget shortfall that triggered the Oshkosh layoffs in 2023. Why is there such silence from Democrats in the state capitol on this? Ask people in Richland Center, Waukesha, Washington County, if they got their $51 million worth for the UW system.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us. Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
News, talk, community, and local sports. Thanks for listening to Civic Media.
All right, and welcome back to the last few minutes of what has been a great conversation. I've always said, from the first time I had an opportunity to sit down before a microphone, that the focus of, to me, radio is to have a dialogue with those who are listening. And so, you know, that's always been what I've always thought made for important radio, and I trust you feel the same way. Let's go back to the phone lines, and Charles from Milwaukee. Go ahead, Charles.
Oh, hi. There's something that's not being talked about, and that is, this is a religious thing too, and that's really why Democrats lost this time around. The Democrats lost votes this time. The Republicans did not. And if you go to the churches, Catholic, Protestant, they're all pro-life, all pro-life. And the Democrats made a big mistake this time around because they focused on abortion, abortion, abortion. Well, if you go to these churches, they're not for that. And the Democrats need to come to an understanding. They need to come somewhere in the middle on this issue. Others are going to keep losing over and over.
Hey, Charles, let me say this to those in the church, okay? You know, the Bible is pretty explicit and pretty clear. And Christ's teachings, pretty clear. One sin is no greater than another. And so if people in churches focus solely on abortion, how can you love me whom you've never seen and hate your brother who you see every day? If you're going to predicate decisions that you make on what the Bible says and what's acceptable in that book, then you can pick out a lot of different, you know, passages, Charles. So for all those people who said this is why we did what we did is because of what the Bible says, I push back against that. Go ahead.
Well, one thing that's being missed is that there's an over 50 million babies killed since 73, and that has affected society. People don't want to look at it. People don't want to believe it, but it has affected society in a negative way.
Hey, Charles, how can you love me whom you've never seen and hate your brother who you see every day?
That's a great point, but just the same, there's 50 million at least that have died from abortion, and that's affected society, and not in a good way, and people are tired of it.
Hey, Charles, thou shalt not kill, right? Okay.
Absolutely.
But yet we go to war, and we kill people all the time. Thou shalt not kill. But we support the death penalty. What are we talking about, man?
Tiny numbers versus abortion. Tiny.
I'm not saying that. Go ahead.
The life of the mother, all that stuff. Yes, life of the mother, you know, incest, all that stuff. That's a great point. But most abortions are not that. Most are for convenience and lack of income, which, there again, the Republicans need to put their money where their mouth is and support these women who want to have their children.
Hey, you just said the $64,000 question. Republicans want babies born, but once the life comes into the world, they don't want to do anything to support it. Charles?
Yes, sir.
Why?
Because they're fakes. That's why.
Okay.
Fake.
Thank you very much for the call. Mike, quickly, go ahead.
Yeah, thanks. Hey, you know what? The conservatives have complete networks, radio networks, TV networks, pushing their messaging. And no matter what anybody says, CNN, MSNBC, ABC, all these
all week
are not left-leaning media groups. The left has to change their messaging. No. We just need to have a fair playing field so where we compete and we all are playing by the same rule, and we'll win everything.
Hey, Mike, thank you. Merry Christmas to everybody. Thank all of you who participated as always. Calvin and I are going to be back on Thursday and Friday, and we're going to be back the day after the new year. We're only going to take the new year off as we're only taking Christmas off. So join us. Up next, Jane Madnair, Greg Bott. Merry Christmas to all of you. See you guys in a day.
Thanks for listening. Your spot for local sports coverage is Civic Media.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
This is Civic Media, bringing you news, talk, and community-minded conversations all across Wisconsin. You can find us at civicmedia.us and download the app for free today. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco, sports director for Civic Media. Right now, we're airing a Packers, Badgers, Brewers, or Bucks game over the air, but due to our rights agreements, we're not able to stream those games here. Civic Media might be a newer company, but we are dedicated to providing the best in sports coverage. Our team has decades of experience covering sports right here in Wisconsin. We've got Mike Clemens, who covers our state's biggest teams on location and does daily updates on all of our Civic Media stations statewide. Many of our stations have local reporters dedicated to teams in their area, covering their community dozens or even hundreds of times each year. No matter where you're at in Wisconsin, we are committed to covering sports, especially in the communities that our stations serve. And we put all of our local coverage right here on our stream, so you can go ahead and grab the free Civic Media app so you never miss a game at civicmedia.us/app. You can find the game you're looking for over the air, or you can stay tuned right here on the stream for more news, talk, and conversation. Thank you for listening to Civic Media from all of us here on the sports team.